Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 23rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Luke, chapters 4 to 6. Let us launch out to the deep at the word of Jesus. We read in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 5 like this. So it was, as a multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simeon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simeon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simeon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." In the above passage, Jesus saw the real situation of Simon Peter and his friends who are washing their empty nets after toiling all night in the Lake of Gennesaret, also known as the Sea of Galilee and the Sea of Tiberias. After using his boat to teach the multitude, with Peter listening in, Jesus wanted to impress upon Peter that he was the Creator God who controlled nature, and he had a better vocation for Peter and his two friends than catching fishes for a living. The miracle was that Christ commanded Peter to let down his nets in the deep to take a catch of the fish during the daylight hours. This was against the common practice of fishing at night and near the shore. Peter may have thought he knew more about fishing than Jesus did, but he did what Jesus commanded, and the Lord honored his obedient faith. The result was a magnificent catch that pointed to Christ's deity and exposed Peter's sinfulness in contrast. The catch was the reward of obedience, not the result of skill or technique. The Believer's Bible Commentary has listed 9 important lessons to be learned from this encounter of Jesus with Peter and his fishermen friends. Number 1. Jesus used Peter's boat as a pulpit to teach the multitude. If we yield all our property and possessions to the Savior, it is wonderful how He uses them and rewards us too. Number 2. Jesus told Peter exactly where to find plenty of fish. After Peter and his friends had toiled all night without success, the work we do by our own wisdom and strength is futile, as Jesus has stated so clearly in John chapter 15, verse number 5, "For without me, you can do nothing." The secret of success in our daily work and acts of service is to be guided by God. Number 3. Peter, an experienced fisherman, was willing to accept advice from Jesus, who was a carpenter by trade. As a result, the nets were filled with fish. This shows the value of humility, obedience, and being willing to learn. Number 4. It was in deep waters that Peter's nets were filled to the breaking point. We must launch out to the deep in faith and obedience of the word of Jesus. Then only we will be fruitful for God. Number 5. Peter took the help of other fishermen to haul the fishes to the shore as his nets began to break due to the big catch of fish. When God blesses us, we need to involve our brethren to share in those blessings. Number 6. This miracle produced in Peter an overpowering sense of his own unworthiness as he sensed Jesus as the Creator God who had absolute power over nature. When we encounter God, we too must sense our own unworthiness as well, which was very similar to the experience of Prophet Isaiah that we read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 5. Number 7. It was while Peter was engaged in his daily work activities that Jesus called him to be a fisher of men. Just as a rudder guides a ship only when it is in motion, so God guides men when they are 2 in motion. Number 8. Jesus called Peter from catching live fish in order to kill them later to catching people who are dead in their sins and trespasses, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, in order to give them life. What are all the fish in the ocean compared to the incomparable privilege of seeing one soul won for Christ and for eternity? And number 9. Finally, Peter, James and John pulled their boats up to the beach and forsook all and followed Jesus as one of the best business decisions of their lives. The work of God is so much more important than anything else that we do in this world. Remember, no failure is final if we come to God for a new start. Let us launch out into the deep at the word of Jesus today.